Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. I would like to thank you, my friends and listeners here on Send Forth Your Word. This is a new radio ministry, and we're here today in the studio to introduce our show. We're here live here wanting to share the gospel of the Lord to our listeners and friends. We will start with our scripture for today is coming from the text of 3 John Verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prosper. I want to thank you so much for tuning in and coming to find out about our show. I'm your host, Sister Keisha, and my co-host will be with you shortly. We're excited to have you here so that we can be able to share the Word of God. What we are planning to share with you, my friends and listeners, we want to share God's spiritual Word, His spiritual laws, His spiritual principle, and we also would love to share spiritual guidance We hope through all our shows, you, our friends, will take light of the Word of God. Don't take it lightly in this day and time. As you may already heard a lot of times that we are, going through a lot of different attacks in our lives, and, you know, time is winding up here, and we really want to be able to bring the Word of God to this day and age that we're in. I have a wonderful co-host. She will be sharing her words that are being sent from God so that she can deliver them to you, our friends and listeners. And I'm just excited about what God is going to do here on Send Forth Your Word Ministry. I am actually going to allow my co-host to come on the air after we begin to go over our mission statement. Our mission statement?
Nehemiah 4 and 14. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Most High, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. I want to thank you. Before we go any further, I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you do in our lives on a day-to-day basis. I want to thank you so much, Lord, for your health and your strength and your ability to see that greater person in us, each and every one of us. I want to thank you, Lord, for what you've done in the past and what you're going to do in the future. So today we want to bring forth a ministry, Father God, that will be a blessing to our listeners and friends, and that it will not only be a blessing only to them, but they will encourage others to come and listen to Send Forth Your Word Ministry. I want to thank you so much for tuning in for our introduction show. Right now I'm going to bring my co-host, Sister Vanessa, to the air. Hello, Vanessa. How are you?
Yes. Praises to the Most High. How you doing, Sister Keisha?
I'm super great, super great. I'm excited to see what God's going to do here on Send Forth Your Words Radio Ministry.
Yes.
What do you want to tell our listeners about the ministry, and what are they able to look forward to seeing happening here on Send Forth Your Word?
Well, what they're going to be able to look forward to is seeing the Word come to life in their lives.
Hallelujah.
In this end time. Everything that our Father has spoken to us is going to manifest in our very life.
Praise
as
God.
He promised us it would. And I'm excited to see the
Praise
hand of God.
God
move as He promised. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Sister. I really appreciate it. You know, one of the things that I know that is prevalent in this time is God's Word. You know, would you agree with that?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we here on Send Forth Your Word would love to be able to do is introduce God's Word in a new and refreshed way. How can we be able to really target our listeners, you think, by refreshing them with the Word of God?
Just being honest and truthful. And, you know, a friend of mine I used to have Bible study with, I remember she used to always say, we always want to have an accurate knowledge of the Word of God. And, you know, I've heard people say, you know, we want to know the Word of God, you know, we want to know the Word. But that touched my mind when she said an accurate knowledge. And so that's what I'm looking forward to, that we have accuracy here, because we're going to need accuracy to make it through.
That is so true, and I really can say I appreciate that, because, you know, I've heard a lot of believers lately, they start talking about, you know, the churches that they belong to, and some of them really are kind of, you know, breaking away from going to church, and I ask, you know, what is the problem? Why are you not wanting to attend a regular service? And what they were telling me is that they really don't feel like they're hearing anything new from God. So what I wanted you know, our listeners to, you know, be connected to, you know, what God is doing now in this day and time. How you feel about that, Sister Vanessa?
Yes, well, they're not hearing from God because most of these people are not talking to God. If you have a minister who is speaking the word, but they never spent any time that week in prayer, they never put any time to praise and worship, they've been running the streets and they download a message, of course they're not going to hear or feel anything from God because it's not God speaking to them. It's self. It's self. Mm-hmm. And plus mm-hmm. the love. All these praise cliques God. Going on the church. Yeshua, Jesus, never was in a clique.
Yes,
he was never
God.
In a clique. He loved mm-hmm. God's people. No matter what they were into, he was there for them. And this is why people, one of the many reasons they're leaving, there's no love. And if you don't have love in anything you do, what did Paul said? It's going to mean nothing.
That's right. You're right. That's good. Awesome. Yeah, you know, I totally agree that, you know, a lot of leaders have, you know, made it so entertaining more so than it's about, you know, the Lord. And
yes.
a lot of people are growing more, you know, spiritually, and they're starting to be able to see the truth. And see, on Send Forth Your Word, I really believe that we're going to be able to unravel a lot of mysteries here, okay? Because we are women of God who actually study God's Word on a day-to-day basis. I'm telling you, listeners and friends, if you want to have a beautiful relationship with Christ, if you want to walk in the anointing of God, you're going to have to get in your word. In this day and time that we're in, there is so much things that you may think you know about a lot, but there is so many other things that I promise you, me and Sister Vanessa will unravel to you here on Send Forth Your Word, and you will be amazed. You know what I'm saying? Amazed. How do you feel about that, Sister Vanessa?
Yes, they will be amazed. They will be set mm-hmm. free. They're going to see what the Word has promised. God's Word cannot fail. It has never failed us. And their life is going to change because we're speaking life into their life right now.
That's right.
We must
there
call those things that be not as though they were. That's what the scriptures say, and we must live these things out. If you don't put the word inside of you, how is anything going to come up?
That's right. There you go. And that's what we really want to introduced to you is the word in a refreshed way. You know, we know that a lot of you listeners and friends have already heard, you know, and have your own favorite scriptures. And, you know, but we want you to feel comfortable to call in with questions and concerns about what's going on in your day-to-day life. We also have where we want you, if you have any prayer requests or you'd like to be a guest on the show, or you just have a special testimony that you want to share, you know, with the world in regards to God, what God's doing in your life, you know. And we do not want to hold back the Word of God now. Our world is in a very crucial state. And what we're looking to see is that God's Word comes through every time. We're not ready for any, we're not accepting any more hit and miss. You know, we've already suffered that enough. So we're really looking forward to God to come forth and show himself through Send Forth Your Word, okay? And if you are, you know, a person who has been diligently seeking God and been going through a lot of different trials and tribulations, and God has brought you out of those trials, we invite you to send your comments. Put your comments at the bottom of our page. Let us know. Let know, too, what God is doing in your life. Never hold back the beauty of Christ, okay?
Amen.
So I wanted to, you know, let you guys know we love you here at Send Forth Your Word. I'm pretty sure because this is our first show, we're going to get to know a lot of you friends and listeners. And we're just excited, so excited that we're able to bring this brand new radio show to your cities, your states, wherever you may be. Even if you miss one of our shows, feel free to archive our shows. We're going to have soon guests that are going to be appearing on our show, and also that is going to be bringing the Word of God, you know, so that you can be set free from a lot of things that you were taught in your past or maybe in your relationship or even at the
church or
fellowship. In a different way, you know. But once it's reintroduced to you, you will begin to see the truth for what the scriptures are saying. We here also, we base our teachings on the biblical principles of Christ. Would you like to say anything to our listeners before we take off today?
I just want to encourage you, it's not over. It's not over. Your life is not over. God has given you a destiny. He has given you a place in this life. Don't let the devil tell you that you're not going to get what he has for you. Don't listen to his lies. Your life is precious. Don't let the devil tell you, you know, just take your life. No, don't listen to him. Don't let the devil tell you that you're never going to have any money or you're never going to have better things. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with having better things, but when you seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, the scriptures definitely tell us that all of these things will be added to us. And a lot of us, what we didn't know in our past that we know that now, is that God totally pays attention to obedience. That's what moves the heart of God. Obedience.
That's right.
So when we're obedient, there is nothing that we can ask him, as long as it's according to his word, that he will not give his daughters. And I want to say too, sisters, listen, God loves you. He loves his daughters. And there are so many, even some of our own men are speaking evil against God's people. But let me tell you something. He is going to raise you up. It's going to be an army of women all over the earth. They're going to storm the kingdom of the darkness, and we will prevail. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. That is awesome. And I really know that our listeners will enjoy us here on Send Forth Your Word. We're running out of time shortly. So what we want you to do is just to tune in as you see our shows appear. We pray that you come in and let the Lord minister to your heart, you know.
Please.
And let the Lord use you as he so fit. And we want you also to understand that, you know, we're here to share God's word. We want you, our listeners and friends, to share the word back with us as well, you know. We're all a part of the same body of Christ. And like Sister Vanessa says, women, I mean, God really loves you, sisters. You know, God really want to use many of you.
Yes.
But it's going to be up to you to get in your word and understand what God's word is really saying to you. So right now we're going to get off the air, but when you see our shows, please tune in. We will come back weekly with a new show topic. And hopefully it will be a blessing to you and yours around the world. But until then, we pray that God's word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. We thank you
Hallelujah.
So much for tuning in to Send Forth Your Word. Stay tuned and enjoy the rest of the music.